Blog Talk Radio.
Blog
Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We back live once again. I'm putting them on Glass Radio. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Bino. And tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. For everybody online, www.blogtalkradio.com/ put them on Glass Radio. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, all the supporters, everybody, much love. You know, and tonight, you know, I'm really not feeling myself, but it's all good. But tonight's show, like you guys already know, is the music industry discussion. We got special guest Madman, UNG Records. You know, it's all good. It's all love all the way around all four corners. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hill radio station. And we're going to get right on into it and bring Madman on into the show. Hello, what's
what it
good?
Do? What it do?
It's all love, Madman. How you feeling?
I'm chilling, man. What's going down, Crazy Mo?
Oh, it's all good, man. Just sitting here ready to put some things on blast. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I try to tell everybody it's about the music industry discussion. And, you know, and we're just going to be talking about everything, you know, like record stores and CD sales, why the record stores aren't making no money due to the bootleggers and so forth. And since you came up with the topic for tonight, what is your take on that subject?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to this industry, you know what I'm saying? It's a big ball game, you know. We got a lot of people out there that's looking at us. They like what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Some people hating on what we're doing. But we got to be strong and stand up and smash on the world and let them know what's going down, you know what I'm saying? They can't stop the record stores. They can't, you know, people going to bend out the back of their trunk. You know what I mean? People going to put their CDs at the moms and pop stores, swap meets, you know. It's going down, man, so we got to figure out how to get that back in the game because the record store owners are hurting right now, you know what I mean? They was getting a certain annual amount of money at a monthly or whatever, you know. Had a lot of record companies coming through. Artists coming in, sitting down, they doing autograph signing. All that's over with. You know what I mean? Now you gotta go to Best Buy, Walmart. That ain't no real record store.
That's an electronic store, which is Best Buy. That's all electronics that's what you find in there. You might find a couple little furniture pieces, but it's all electronics. You know, Walmart, you know, everybody knows that's a superstore, got clothes mainly and food and stuff. You know, it's really not a good place to be selling CDs. You know, all the CD stores that used to be out aren't around no more. They all went out of business because internet came out and everybody can download easily. It's easy to do whatever you can do on the internet, and then you got bootleggers. So there's no need to go to a CD store when you got bootleggers standing in the parking lot of Walmart selling everybody CDs like it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, and then the record companies lose money, the artists lose money, the stores lose money, everybody's losing out due to bootleggers and people who's willing to be a bootlegger because they really don't care. You know, so I don't know. It's a cold game with the music stores, you know, and the artists and the bootleggers. That's a war between the bootleggers and the stores. I don't think there will ever be any more record stores ever in history to come back around again. Due to the fact bootlegging is, by the time the next couple of years come, it's going to be taken to a whole nother level. It's going to be taken to a whole nother level, but it's all good. But right now, I want to see who's on the line. Call us, who's up to put them on Blast Radio?
What up? Oh, put them on Blast Radio. It's your number one east side of King Arthur, calling way from the city of the beach. What it do out there in the ATL, folks?
What it do, Ulta, Old Killer? What's cracking, my man, King Old?
Yeah, it's a great. What's happening with y'all, man? Y'all putting them on blast no matter what?
That's what's up. We just came here talking about the music stores and bootleggers, why there's such a war, why the stores are losing out on money due to bootleggers. You know, and that's really you know. So what is your take on that?
Man, rest in peace to the VIP from Long Beach. Bootlegging and iTunes and all this internet, man, they took the stores out the ghetto, got the money out of pocket, you know. So we have to bootleg to keep the money in our pocket. because the companies ain't kicking this nothing in for listening. You know.
So what about
we still got to eat too, but.
You know, the CD stores got to eat too. You know, they got to make a living selling people CDs. But if you got bootleggers, that keeps people from even going into the CD store because they rather go to the parking lot because they know the bootlegger, they're going to get 5 for 20 or something. They're going to get some kind of deal, which is better than
the
store.
Yeah, well, what they need to do is network with the bootleggers because they're on the street pushing the same work and getting the money. So what the store should do is give the bootleggers some of their CDs to sell. Since they out there grinding, like, look, man, I give you some of this. You said you can get your commission. You get $5 a CD, you know what I mean? Since you out there grinding. So
yeah, instead of
trying to arrest them and put them in jail for bootlegging, niggas, they out there on the street selling shit. So you need to try to network with them, give them some of the CDs out your store, and let these niggas go out there and push them like we do. Because you know how we can sell water to a fish. It's nothing.
So
going against the bootleggers, team up with them and give them some real CDs at the store. Like, look, man, push that for me. Who's my beta,
But you got to think the CD stores can't do that. When they got people CDs, that they got a contract with the record companies to sell their stuff out of their store, not to take some of the merchandise and give it to bootleggers so they can help sell it. So I'm saying out on the street. That ain't what the contract is. So that's really like a breach of contract, and that makes the artist mad when they see bootleggers selling a product, you know, because they're trying to make money. They're spending on the money coming from the CD store. But if there ain't no CD sales at the CD store because the bootlegger pocketing all the money, that means the artist don't get paid. He don't eat. The bootlegger is eating. See what I'm saying? That's really kind of accepting that.
It's a catch-22 because we all trying to eat. You know what I'm saying? We all trying to eat, so I can't be wrong. I can't watch the bootleggers for doing what they do because some of these niggas, that's the only hustle. You feel me? You got two strikes. You're 23 years old. You can't get a job. So what you going to do? Sell some TVs and movies? Hey.
I think bootleggers, if they're going to sell anybody's music, it's up to the artist who's actually CDs that they have
to allow them to sell it. The company. I can dig that, but you feel me? If they talk to the artist or the company, I'm like, look, man, I'm out here trying to grind, get my money. Y'all got some CDs y'all want me to help sell. I go to the corner, get on the metro, wherever, any bus stop, I'll push them for you. Just give me some percentage.
You know what I'm saying?
It can always be a positive to every negative.
People on the street and movies, that's how movies get leaked out. And then everybody act like they don't know how that movie got leaked out. You know, a movie that don't come out the next year got leaked out this year. You know how it got leaked out because none of you writers or film directors burnt a copy and gave it to a bootlegger and told him, don't tell him that you the one who gave it to him. And they went out and made that money.
Because I've been looking for that detox for a long time, and ain't none of that shit leaked.
Yeah,
so
whatever
Dr. Dre doing,
you
niggas better follow, because Dr. Dre's music ain't leaking. I can't wait to
Dr. Dre, he up there with some corporate folks that the ones who got their hands on this bootlegging that's making it look like we the ones who mainly bootlegging. We the little chain. A madman out there. They gonna bootleg it.
We just getting crumbs. We ain't taking that much money out of their pocket.
Don't think that the music industry ain't the ones who are involved with the bootleg. The record stores were there for you when you walk through that. So, big old poster, big old banners, big old section, autograph, and the fans can come see you. Video show, BET, Mass City. It's taking everything.
Clean this shit out. This shit out there in the wild. You have more than
you
have. You want
to pop up. Shout out to Big Tigger in the basement. I'm on YouTube TV, Fab Five.
Fab Five, perfect.
We got to get back on that.
Yo, TV Rap.
That's right. All of us in the hall got to figure something out. The Million Man Rap March or something. You know what I'm saying?
You just
got to
stop being so retro,
man,
and shit out. Niggas is acting like Republicans. Like they want the money for themselves. We Democrats, we trying to get everybody paid. We trying to feed the homeless, feed the poor. Y'all niggas.
And that's the thing. A lot of people is not like that.
So get back to the ghetto, man. Come back to the barbecues. Come back to the parks. Come back to the brunches. Come back to the community. Keep the community revolution in progress. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about the artists and stuff that just fall off for no reason, even without the CD sales, without the bootleggers? I'm just saying that they want to bring the bootleggers for why they can't make no money, not knowing it's them and the artists.
He said,
man, you
know what
I mean? Bootleg and CDs of Tupac had it. Bootleg and Snoop Dogg, a bootleg and Master P. Them niggas still got millions. Some bootlegs ain't taking that much money out of their pocket. They still blowing it.
Bootlegs help a lot of these whack cats out.
Because some of you niggas still be on the radio. I'm going to be honest. Some of you niggas shouldn't have a deal. I don't know how you niggas got deals. Talking about bullshit, black and yellow and all that. I ain't got nothing wrong with sleep and smoking weed, but
bootleggers. I was in an industry like somebody from the mainstream.
So he only makes a couple of hits. That's why the rest of his stuff don't nobody listen to. And all they listen to is Superman and then Superwoman and then extra Superwoman and all the pieces of the same. And all the dances of the same. Superman 2, whatever it is, all of them are the same. And then there's all the ones that made him rich. And where did Spurgeon Boy pop up from out the blue when he first touched down, when we first heard Superman and all that? Well, you know, where did he come from? I didn't even hear that first.
Brother, put him in the van.
That's a good point, man.
You see getting money before you can get money.
Stuff really came from. It came from mixtapes.
Oh,
from
that's why you won't ever have no cars. They would
put a lot of
money before you even get
songs and raps on the tape.
You gotta have money for
the car.
Yeah,
rap over
other niggas' beats.
You
don't
have money for the
car.
Yeah,
right. You want for the bootleggers, though, you would have never got that exposure.
I know you got
exposure. You see what I'm saying, though? Exposure is worth more than what you're doing. You gotta get exposed. And once the bootleggers push you out there and you get exposed, then you can get your money. So what you need to do is kind of like thank the bootleggers a little bit for helping you get your shit out there and not charging you to promote your shit.
It depends on how you're dealing with the bootleggers. Because, see, look, if you got a hot project and somebody is selling this single with
record
company, $1 million,
I'm bootlegging shit.
And you from the hood and you doing that and you ain't never touched a foot on the set. stop it.
Yeah, well, you ain't never sold a piece of rock or nothing.
You ain't never sold weed. You don't do nothing.
And
like,
he didn't want to
get
now everybody was going around. So
game.
He sat there and was talking to the man for a long time. He was talking to the man for a long time. Like, one day, like, for hours.
And if he's okay with it, so that's a lesson to be learned.
Because this man is the drummer.
Yeah, invest your money into a positive experience.
And all those things, all the
OCD,
Radio station.
Yeah.